Why, hello, pet. I know why you're here. I know the exact reason. You want your mistress to make you come. You need it. You've probably been aching for it all day. And now you're right here, at my beck and call, wanting and needy. But let me ask you this. What have you done to earn it? What exactly have you done to please your mistress today? Did you finish all your chores? Were you a good boy? No. I bet you were just a greedy little slut coming here thinking I'd let you come without earning it first. You know that's not how it works. So instead of you getting what you want, we're going to play a little game. That toy between your legs? Mine. It belongs to me, and you clearly need to be reminded of what power I have over it. You're going to lay there, and you're going to listen to exactly how I want it to be served. And you, my pet, aren't going to touch my toy until you have permission. You're going to lie there, aching and throbbing, and I'll decide if you get to stroke or not. Now, put your hands at your sides and you keep them there. I'll let you know when I want you to touch. Until then, you just listen to my voice. I want you all pent up and desperate. Little boys are so much more obedient when they're desperate. So you keep your hands off my property until I say so. I'm going to make you hard with just my voice. And then, maybe I'll let you come. Maybe. Or maybe you'll go without. Perhaps you'll just listen to me describe how I'd use you and you'll get nothing. Would you like that? It's making you hard, isn't it? Look down. I want you to see that cock grow for me when I tell you I own it. That I'm the one who gets it hard. That I'm the one to decide if you get relief or not. If you do exactly what I say, you'll be allowed to come all over your stomach like a good boy. I want you to imagine yourself stripped bare. You aren't allowed clothes when you do your chores, are you? No. And why is that? You want me to tell you, don't you? You aren't allowed clothes because I like to see your body when you serve me. I like to see that cock, rigid and throbbing, when you're a good boy and do what I tell you to. I enjoy watching you twitch and pulse when you get down on your hands and knees and scrub my floors. I want you hard and ready to please me when you do my laundry. I want you hard the whole time you serve. I want to see how much you enjoy being an obedient little pet. My obedient little pet. I bet it hurts, doesn't it, to be so hard. So ready and not get to touch. Let me fix that for you. You may use one finger. You may run one finger up and down that shaft. That's all you get. You haven't earned anything else. After you finish your chores, you may approach me. Crawl. I want you on your hands and knees, crawling to me. That's a good boy. Can you feel the floor on your knees, on the palms of your hands as you crawl to me? Feels so good, doesn't it? Go on. Picture yourself on your knees, at my feet. You like being down there, don't you? Tell me. Say it out loud. Good boy. I bet you want more than just one finger, don't you? Do you know how you'd earn it? I want a nice, long massage. You're going to be a good boy and make me feel good. You're going to start at my feet. I want them properly massaged. You just kneel right there and take them into your lap, and you work them until I tell you to move. You like that idea, don't you? Are you squirming for me? I know you fucking are. How bad do you want to stroke? How badly do you want to touch my toy? Tell me. Picture how good it would feel to wrap your hand around that thick, throbbing cock and work all that tension out. You want that so bad, don't you? No. You just run that one single finger up and down and think about rubbing all the tension and soreness out of my soft, pretty feet. Picture yourself dropping your head down, bringing your lips to them. That's a good boy. Show me what an obedient little pet you are for your owner. So big and strong, but you know I'm completely in control of you. That's why you're still only using one little finger. You're mine, my toy. Just let that thing between your legs. It gets so fucking hard for me, doesn't it? Then you may move to my calves. I want your hands up and down them. I want you to massage and work all the tension from my legs. You'll stay down there for as long as I desire, massaging my feet and legs. Until you receive my command. You know the one. The simple snap of my fingers. And that signal means I want you to use your mouth. You'll please me with that tongue for as long as I want. You'll worship this pussy until I'm satisfied, face buried and hands behind your back like a good little bitch. And if you don't go in deep enough, I'll grab your head and show you exactly how I deserve to be pleased. Can you taste me on your tongue? Is your mouth watering as you picture it? You want that so bad, don't you? Say please. Let me hear you beg for it. Tell me how bad you want to pleasure me. Good boy. Are you moving your tongue up and down? You can taste me, can't you? I know you can. You've dreamt about it, haven't you? I know you have. You want to be on your knees, worshipping my pussy more than anything, don't you? Now pet, stroke. Think about your mouth being used as you stroke that cock as hard as you can. I want you to come for me. I want you to show me how badly you want to please me. Be a good little pet and service me. Now here, pet, here is the fun part. I may have told you to stroke, but I'm only allowing you to do so while my voice is in your ear. Once I stop talking, you take your hand away. And if you haven't come yet, well, then I guess you'll just spend the rest of the day hard and throbbing and unsatisfied. So you better move that hand hard and fast, pet, because you never know when this will end. I wonder how long you have. I wonder how much longer I'll keep talking for. I wonder if you can come before I tell you to take your hand away. It would be awfully unfortunate if you were denied any pleasure. Of course, I'd feel so bad as I come over and over thinking about that sore, throbbing cock being denied. I wonder how frustrated you'll be if you don't get that relief. I wonder if you'll whimper and moan. I know you will. So you better stroke harder. Stroke like my good little bitch. You're going to make me come with your mouth. And I'm going to push your mouth deeper and you'll take it and you'll love it. That's what you're made for, isn't it? Pleasing me. Say it out loud. Say it while you stroke yourself for me. Can you taste me? Feel me on your tongue? I know you can. When you close your eyes and think about this hot, tight pussy in your mouth, you have to fight from coming. So go on, be a good boy for me and come all over yourself. I want you to make a mess of yourself. I want it all over your stomach. Go on, come for me. I'm going to keep talking much longer. Soon enough, I'm going to stop describing how you'll be on your slut knees between my legs, worshipping me like I expect and demand. Do you want me to come in your mouth? Do you want to taste it? I know you do. You're going to come thinking about it. And if you don't come in the next few seconds, well, then you're going to take your hand away and you get nothing. Just a few more moments before you get nothing at all. I want you to come. I want you to get that relief for being a good boy. But if you don't, well, then I'll just ride your face while I watch that cock twitch and dance for amusement. Yes, I think that's exactly how I'd use you. I'd grind my hips down into your mouth while I watched your cock throb for me. I'm done with you. I certainly hope you had a chance to finish. Otherwise, I guess you'll just go to bed hard and frustrated. Maybe next time, I'll let you come. Maybe.